Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. LeClaire, Iowa, LeClaire Hotel, LeClaire Park, LeClaire Manufacturing, LeClaire Apartments, LeClaire Street. Who was LeClaire, and why is he still so widely remembered in the Quad Cities? Born in 1797 in Michigan to a French-Canadian father and Potawatomi mother, Antoine LeClaire grew up speaking primarily French and Spanish. He also learned at least a dozen Native American languages and spoke a little English. During the War of 1812, Antoine impressed the U.S. Army with his faculty with language, and he was sent to school to learn proper English, after which he entered the government service as a translator and negotiator. He came to Fort Armstrong in 1818, where he became friends with Colonel George Davenport. Not long after, he moved to Peoria, where he met and married Marguerite LePage. The LeClaire spent a short time in Arkansas before returning to Fort Armstrong in 1827. LeClaire negotiated at least 22 treaties and was respected by the Native Americans. Black Hawk even dedicated his autobiography to LeClaire. LeClaire was at the 1832 signing of the treaty at the end of the Black Hawk War, which opened up 30 million acres for settlement west of the Mississippi. As a result of his efforts, the Native Americans gave him three parcels of land: a square mile that became LeClaire, Iowa, 2 square miles that became Moline, Illinois, and a square mile that is now the part of Davenport, Iowa, between the river and 7th Street, and between Harrison Street and slightly past Warren Street. Sauk leader Keokuk stipulated that LeClaire had to build a house on the site where the treaty was signed, about where 5th crosses Farnham Street. LeClaire built what became known as the Treaty House. LeClaire was the prime founder of Davenport and its leading citizen for 25 years. He established the first church, a ferry service, hotel, foundry, and even a college. He donated Bolivar Square to Scott County for use as the county seat. When the first railroad bridge was built across the Mississippi River in 1856, LeClaire donated Treaty House to be used as the railroad depot. Perhaps it won't surprise you that the first locomotive to cross the Mississippi was named the Antoine LeClaire. In 1855, he and Marguerite moved into the red brick Italianate home still known locally as the LeClaire House. He died in this house in 1861 at age 63. Marguerite continued living in the house until she followed him in 1876.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.